welcome to your program Midday Show. We come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and we same also day on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Me will bring this edition of Midday Show na Emric Roy Coca. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information and entertainment. So stay with me for the next hour. You can be part of the program by where you send text message to 077-981-981. 077-981-981. And yourself can go on the Radio Democracy Facebook page and drop your comments. Well, inside this Thursday edition of Midday Show, I get my guest, we are the communications officer for the Independent Police Complaints Board, Amadou Femo Cisse. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And Kaboto listeners and out here.
Continue for the way with we now the program. Well, we take with very first item we get for do it tuberculosis. The multi drug resistance focal point manager na the National Leprosy and TB Control Program, Manjo A. Lami, say inside 2016, they record over 14,000 TB case them and say about 12 people they die of TB every day in a salon. Mr. Lami starts for explain about the current TB status in a salon inside this interview with Radio Democracy Mohammed Sherif. Usa starts for explain what the current status.
Make us start for tell when I say salon one of the high burden TB country. That means inside salon or any country where if you count 100,000 people then you can identify over 250 cases of TB inside that 100,000 population day. That they make that country high burden. Correctly, inside salon for every 100,000 people there, we hear about 304 cases of TB. So salon a high burden country for TB. Last year, we in 2016, we'll be able to find out, test and diagnose 14,114 cases of TB all put on treatment. That alone background tell we say TB na TB plenty na salon. If you watch inside that figure, the 14% of them people then they get both TB and HIV. Again, that is tell we say the prevalence of HIV AI up small na salon, they always they tell back say TB they come up.
So currently as we talk, how many people then we get TB?
For 2017, I know we'll give you the correct figure now. We set ourselves at 18,500 people then and they will find out, say, from January to December. But end of June, we don't even identify 7,779 people then. We don't identify get TB for just 6 months. So from July to December 2017, with all the plans we have put in place, I'm very well convinced we will nearly meet the target of 18,500 people. But even if we don't meet that figure, we'll go to more than 80% of that figure. So TB is a big problem in salon. I want to let all man know that.
Okay. Based on una statistics for salon from 2016 to date, as we speak, for the day, how many people una think say they die with TB?
I dey tell you for say every day 12 people there in a salon they die of TB inside this country. That is a very big figure. If you multiply that by 365 days, now I will know arithmetic will count how much people then they die of TB. So it's a big problem.
How una actually manage for find out say now 12 people they die for the day with TB?
Well, fine. We get standards. Then we would they look at? They look inside the population. Let's take for example the
last step, population.
The last population census. You understand? We get figures then out of. Sometimes you don't put 100 people then by treatment, you understand, you follow them up. Within a period of time, how much will die because either you can't live or because it's not a treatment? And then people will look at it and they will be able to calculate against the population for them to get that figure there. Will they use how much people they would reach? And after they would reach, how much they die? Then we can work that risk day against the total population. That will be a figure.
So, which area then most times when I don't find out, say, or district where when I don't find out, say, get the highest or the reports the highest TB cases then?
Yeah, of course, all the street they report TB, you understand, but we get more TB cases in the western area, both rural and urban, than any other district.
So it's not difficult for the western, rural and urban.
Well, actually I'm not going to give you an accurate figure now from January to now, because I get a figure then, but I'm not prepared for that kind of presentation now. But some other time, if you give me time, I'll give a few figures then. I don't want to take any figure from the blues. But I tell you for see, we get the highest TB cases in the western area, because one, we get more TB centers there, two, we get more facilities for diagnosis TB, always drug they soon as some of them never the
time. So it's actually you think say will be the best way forward if only the risk at which Sierra and they for TB cases then for be addressed.
I like this question. Very, very interesting. If you want me to ask me this question, I'll be for free fine. The way forward for check the way at which TB they go. Now all map for put on deck. Everybody important. We in the medical area for play role. We quantify the exact amount of drugs then. We make sure we scale up to test the facilities. We make sure we train nurses then put in at the place where they provide quality services then for the people then. And we make sure the patient they identify, we follow them until they get well. Look at the politicians. The politicians, not for the only use the public guardians there for talk about politics. You always get for talk about the people about TB. For the TB patient, once they diagnose a TB, not begin talking that which they wish you, now that cool, that fishing ground will be the end of the team. Accept as a disease. What interesting about TB is, it is curable. If you are a patient and diagnosed TB, make sure say you get for adhere to your treatment, you take it the correct way, you get well. For the general population who get TB, anytime when I get that together, talk to people about TB. I even appeal to the thieves. Thief man got a very big role for playing a TB program. Do you have you thief man? If you're a thief, thief other thief, but not thief TB drug. And the big old thief man they're not accept for TB drug, and they don't take the drug. Because if you take the TB drug, you don't possibly get TB go to clinic, you don't get that because it's not TB drug. So even thieves have a role to play in controlling TB. Even TB has a role for stop TB as well alone. So everybody get in your role for play. Let me over at the place where you talk to people there.
The voice of the focal points person where there are the National Leprosy and TB Control Program, Manjo A. Lami, be the end of the interview with Get the Democracy, Mohamed Sherif. Well, make a turn over to my guest where na Amadou Femo Cisse comes from the Independent Police Complaints Board. We see the Independent Police Complaints Board don't go do presentation of the inaugural annual report for the year 2016. And this presentation and do to the president and is by Koma and that of Vice President Victor Bokari Fo. Well, Amadou, welcome once more.
Thank you very much, Emery.
Yeah. So just tell me quickly what you're waiting this report's capture and before we go talk about some of the highlights some of the reports.
Yes, just like with you where you mentioned, this report now our first report so far, and by virtue of a mandate, we don't get any responsibility for produce any reports so far. In other words, a mandate. But when we write to first report 2015, we submitted to the president who we the report entitled a progress report on the operationalization of the IPCB. We make a commitment to president and then members of parliament say we get for the right report because they fund from the consolidated fund. Therefore, we need for report. The public need for no waiting and waiting the IPCB they do. So this now we first report so far. And waiting they said this report now we activities will be done undertake from 2015 to 2016 last year. So now that's this just like what you say, as we go by, we will begin to talk about the highlights of what they said the report.
Okay. So what are some of the things them we stand out fans the highlights them because I see in terms of na key milestone them on a talk about one thing we may mind catch up we get for do its training. So now we successfully deliver capacity building training course on investigation skill for civilian oversight of police and also develop strategic plan for the implementation of the Luanda guidelines on the conditions of arrest, police custody and pre-trial detention na Salon.
Just yes. That not inside the report because that's not 2017 activities. Okay. We not prepare report for 2017. That not just the chairman's speech, Mr. Valentine Collier to president. Now the speech and so now waiting we don't do so far this year. Now it just highlight inside in speech. But if we take a look at the report of 2016, what you go see inside the 2016 report now the formal launch of the IPCB. You know, we'll be informally launched the IPCB on the 20th of October 2015 at Miata Conference Center. We saw we get the president, the vice president, and other state members, and even the general public. We invite people from every strata of society. Then, say we're part of the formal launch. And again, before the formal launch, we get other activities who we brand as a pre-launch activities. What do we do? When government give the mandate for receive and investigate complaints from the public against the personnel of the Sierra Leone Police, one thing we will do now that you know we just get the responsibility and then draw line within ourselves in our normal for do the work. No, we create what we call partnership. We hook up with other members of society. We get the Human Rights Commission, the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Ombudsman, the CDIID, where they under the police. So we organize what we call multi-agency workshop on police oversight. So we try for educating about what the IPCB they do and we say we want for go within the next period of time. And after that, we go to call media facilitation event. And what do we do here? We talk to Slash. Now Slash, now they invite for with the media practitioners from all over the country. We educate them about the functions and mandates of the IPCB and waiting our future plans as well. So these are some of the activities we lead to the pre-launch to the launch. And after that, we also go to the regions. We launch the Botna McKinney for the north, Bo for the south, and Kenema for the east. And after that, again, we also go to call APCOF Advisory Board, where the chairman be attend in Morocco. And what is this body about? Because APCOF na African Policing Civilian Oversight Forum, them based in South Africa. In fact, now we consultant them, where UNDP link we up with them, now they help we for do we work.
Okay.
Yes, so the chairman be also good there and try for the part of the meeting, because at the end of the day, APCOF get support to render out to we. They can even give you some services for free. Just that the training we talk about, the capacity training for investigation officers. The people now they fair money. We just design now they fair money for we. Could you imagine that? Consultant they fair money for clients.
So now really constraints in terms of
yes, we are now they fair the money for we. They say no, we get for go salon, we get for go help them people here for train more than 25 people. And what do we do? We don't sell fish. Because if we don't just take one or two of your investigation officers and send them to South Africa, so we go train. But we'll tell him and say, no, that money that I don't fend for we, we'll bring a camera salon, let we train over 25 investigation officers from other institutions. We'll get from the city councils, Nabo, McKinney, Freetown, Kenema. We also get a representative for Ombudsman's Office, Anti-Corruptions from ACC, from Human Rights Commission, even from CDIID, we do under the police. We get people from there. You know, we train them all. And the other thing again we will see, on the 27th of November 2015, we've been presented to the constitutional review with position paper. You know, because we mandate get some lapses. You know, so we try for present that to the Constitutional Review Committee for make them look into my and see what they go do. Then the other thing we go do again now we launch, we open we new office now, we're very close to now.
Yeah.
And we also launch with website, we're now www.ipcb.gov.sl. Then another thing now, we get one big event last year, we're now the focus group engagement. Me and the chairman, Mr. Collier, we've been go all over the country, now the 12 districts. We engage groups of 25, now every district, including the media, for tell them what the IPCB to do. And, you know, time don't pass for we just talk to the people. When we go, we don't get any high table. We come round the people then, we sit down, we talk. We allow the people say for talk to we. And when asking how they want to see the IPCB for operate in the next years.
Okay.
Yes. Then another thing we go see, Parliament, we be engaged Parliament on the 25th of May 2016. Just like what I say, we don't get any mandate for report to Parliament, but to say we for report to them. So these are some of the activities we go see inside the report.
Continue for the retweet, Amadou Femosi said it's him. From studio clock, 12:15, and the program na midday show with me, Emery Koi Kuka. The National Safe Blood Service na the Princess Christian Maternity Hospital Cottage don receive 9,000 blood bag them from one Italian organization we can call Doctors with Africa. Dr. Marcella Kuka na the program manager for the National Safe Blood Services. He say them bag ya come the right stem as them they face serious challenge with the blood bag them where he say the nuggets plenty. Dr. Marcella Kuka talk more to reporter David Van Boy.
They can donate blood bags, besides when we take the blood from the person in a day they go. Them blood bags here, they're not just bags. They get anticoagulants inside, which will make the blood not clot. So it's a good thing, because sometimes people they can mistake for order, but these are the right one. Then. So blood bags, then they bring back reagents, they will for work. So they bring their reagents here for the way we detect hepatitis B, hepatitis C, syphilis.
So totally, now, how much blood bags and reagents?
Okay, totally, they give 9,000 blood bags. They give 80 boxes of hepatitis B and syphilis, of hepatitis B and syphilis, and 70 boxes of hepatitis C. community.
One go on, we are the national blood bank. How una get for ship them blood banks here? We go reach there hospital that we self can give blood to patients.
First of all, the National Safe Blood Service, it may aim to coordinate all the activities nationwide. How we can do things, right? The system divided into regions and then you go to district, peripheral sectors then. But the regions then now increase by one because Kotulako don't become like a sub-region now. So we will normally get four regions, but now we count them as five regions because you get Western area, you get Bo, Kenema, Makini, and now Kotulako. Under the regions, yeah, they all get different hospitals then really act under them. So for make we shape them one, yeah, we get a system where every month or every 3 months, depending on the distance, because traveling can be sometimes a problem. We don't get bikes, we don't get enough vehicles. We can say every hospital we able to. We still decrease. So then they come, then go come, then go carry the statistics, then go tell we waiting them don't use. From their own usage is how we distribute, say, you can get this, you can get that.
Before now, I don't get challenges from blood bags and accounting. So you feel say this will be enough for service and situation when I'm going to get constrained before?
Okay, it's not enough. It is helpful. Imagine we were brainstorming. I day I really sleep for members say, tomorrow, who don't want to go cast for blood bag? If person don't come up, somebody don't come up all the way corner, then it can blood bag nothing. That's an issue, right? It gets for blood bag. So this helpful. That's what this moment say it don't do no. Supplies will come, we get other people, because the National Blood Bank is, we will say, partly donor driven. I will say 90% donor driven. So it's my job to look for them out there, write protocols, get things, and let them know. My concern is saving lives.
That's the voice of Dr. Marcella Kuka, we're in charge of the National Blood Service now. The Princess Christian Maternity Hospital at the blood bank, and then we talk to David Vamboy. Continue for send your text message to 077-987-987. Send your message and be part 981-981. Send your message and be part of the program. And you can go to the Radio Democracy Facebook page and save the drop you comments. My guest na Amadou Femo Sisewe na the spokesperson for the Independent Police Complaints Board, 20 minutes past 12. We continue with more items inside the program. One big problem we salon don't face for long term now, that the issue of teenage pregnancy. I mean, we girl picking them, they get belly before they reach 20 years. And this only affects the nation in human resource growth. Statistics show say, 1 year, we say girl picking them, they get belly before them na the country, na the northern region. Well, for know how the situation really talek, I've been put these reports together. According to one study where the Salon government been do for Fenot, waiting na the reason them, we make girl picking them, they get belly plenty before they turn 20 years. Show say, na big man they responsible for 86.4% of the teenage pregnancy case them na the nation. Bombali district at the north, na one of the area them na the country, we get high number of young girl picking them where they get belly before them. And that's the pose. Serious concern for the country in human resource development. 16-year-old Tennessee say we know to in real name because of stigma or point finger, na other victim of teenage pregnancy, as right now he gets 5 months belly, we make he don't drop out of school. He explain about how come he gets belly and how he dey cope.
I've been to go school, but I've been joined family planning. Why can't pull her now and then I can get the belly. But why I get the belly, the man if I'm with there, they don't know quick with my parents there. Say the belly don't go 4 months. Now they don't know. I read back the man if I'm good, they know. But still, what they go, they know deny. They appreciate and put small money. I can to the man if I'm good. But then they take care of me. I've been doing a year soon SS2 to promote to SS3. I don't feel fine. Right now, I don't sit down back for 1 year. Now my company all will pass for promote. And they can't promote now for SS4, need SS3. Now my first belly this.
He continues say, he go leg for carry on in school where he go done born and self advise other young girl picking them not for take belly before them, as that go unbug them book learning.
Now the advice and say, no old serious power school, they alone no get belly before time. Because education are gentry. Very educated and they love you again.
17-year-old Sundukoma, where himself not to in real name, gets 3 months old baby and self na victim of teenage pregnancy. He tell me say he be the junior secondary school the time when he gets belly for one boy with big pass him. And currently the papa of the baby do abandon him. And by God in power now, he is able to survive with a young baby.
How comes I get this belly? Me, it's one boy. The fella we save, say I get belly to her. But I get belly to her, and I told her, say, now I told her, say, nothing, you get the belly. But I can't tell me people there. I can't tell me people there. I don't go ask her, and I told her, say, nothing. Wait, told her, say, nothing. I didn't my brother go, say, effort to. Now they go talk the case, so they go talk the case. Now the case done, the man is family. Now they sign for say they take care for me. Well, we don't sign. As the end, until I get the belly done, still I don't born. Now they take care for me. Now they talk to me. We they see me at 31. Then they pay for me no more. Now I return at school back. The man is family there. They sign for say that they return at school. Until today, no do I eat. I say, my sister, no left school for man. Continue school. That's not the man there. You see, you are able to write the foolish number left you.
The mama of 17-year-old Sunuko Uma, winner farmer, tell me how he dey battle right now for take care of the young baby.
I'm not feeling fine, Papa. This beginning I put on at school. I want to know call before.
Me na farmer.
I dey sell cassada. Go do cassada. They can't make fufu. And so my business they do. So I left here. I dey go tell that farm Monday. He say this man ten I in no return for take care of this woman.
Inside 2016, First Lady Sianyama Koroma been pulling out one campaign where they try for tackle teenage pregnancy. Usa is say picking them for remain picking them rather than them be mama. And for see that this happen, civil society organization them don't they mount up campaign.
Like for example, me your organization, CAR, you dey find out say even them cases they right from when in the CAR report into the family support units, we dey monitor them cases and they say up to court. We not forget picking mommy, we forget mama, not to picking ma. Now a violation on the rights. Now next, if you come out, you go see plenty girl picking and they hang out there. 14, 11, 15, 13 year old picking. They are out there. What's in the fairness? Nobody knows. Now because I've been listening to me people like yesterday, I will make a land book and see don't see they talk to you.
Betty Almamisise, now the Northern Regional Coordinator for Center for the Accountability and Rule of Law, CARL. Yaya Kagbo, na social worker, where they work for the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs.
Even though it happened, but then kind of number they will get, will not be get them as before. This issue of teenage pregnancy, the best thing for them, we create fear by the minds of the perpetrators, now for enforce the law. But you find out say community, stakeholders, the one that we respect say, at community level, they for work with we, they can compromise some of the issue of teenage pregnancy. At time, we don't know. And why once we know set example by the perpetrators there, you find out say the issue of teenage pregnancy will continue for increase. And of course, the other thing again, because most of them picking are giving a king given, and the one that we say, maintain a home, we say, for it may be a mona. We are in poverty, the heat, better one. So the issue of poverty again. At times again, it can be negligence of the parents.
He continues, say the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, together with them partner them on child protection, don't engage school authority and community stakeholder them for make them know more about the danger and penalty them. We day for any big person we then catch this small pikin belle. The Sexual Offences Act make provision them for punish any man we go penetrate girl pikin we no 19 year age. But ustem government and in partner them go begin implement within the law book them say proper one for see that then kind practice here where they put girl pikin them being tap na the different parts of the country. The question we left na my mind. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Emric Roy Koka.
Be part of the program, send me text message 077-981-981 or simply go on at the Radio Democracy
Facebook page and drop you comments. Amadou famously say I'm a guest, they come out from the Independent Police Complaints Board, and I know they possibly they talk for this body here. So now let me go inside some of the things them back where highlights inside this inaugural report, some of the things them where the hinder the board for doing in work well. Once you see very low staffing level combined with paucity of fund, that way money not too enough for me to open our operational cost. This in any way the money owner.
Yes, we understaff, but I just start with mobility. We only get one vehicle. Yeah, well, and cruise.
What is that UNDP
go now? Because UNDP in big way, 2014 we will start to operations. Since then we're not able to get any other vehicles. You know, we don't push with finance, but we'll not get any results yet. And even we presentation to president, we mention them, say we get mobility problem. The same thing today again with the honorable vice president, we also state and say we get mobility constraints. And even the vice president no time down say in go try for talk with government for see what thing will happen, because one vehicle no way will serve a very important agency like the IPCB. And just like what the vice president be say, he say there are police everywhere, so it is good for the IPCB to have representatives or in presence for the any partner in this country, so at least they will monitor the activities of the police, and that will make the police become more professional. And we also talk about staffing. In fact, when we develop a strategic plan where we've been make public early last year, we by now for don't get more staff, but finance, because of financial constraints within government, they say no law we push them.
So what is the strength of the organization right now?
For now we get 3 outreach officers, 1 communications officer when I mean, you get 1 senior investigations officer, you get 1 complaint handling officer, you get an accountant and in deputy, then you get the board secretary and the chairman. Of course, the chairman not really the part of management staff. It's just that way, by virtue of in appointment in an executive chairman, so he can help management for carry out the activities. So we staff strength not really that much for that we able like police all over this country. Because if you take a look at the strength of CDID, then they over 200, and if you the police, well then they a little over 12,000. You need to get more staff to do that. You know, but again, Mr. Collier send a letter of reminder to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development for Ted and say we need forget additional staff next year. So we'll wait for the reply. Again, funding, yes. Sometimes, of course, we know the constraints within government, funding them call it, and we know they get enough from them. But God make we get UNDP. UNDP from the very start of the IPCB, they know they come in. And as I talk to you, so 3 weeks back now UNDP sent for with support. You know, and we get other programs that we'll go for user money for, like the youth engagement, the media facilitation event, the creation of a case management system, or that the part of that. And again, even though they don't help we follow, we get 2 contract investigation officers. We don't do that advert day, because then so don't realize the staff strength of the IPCB no match up with your mandate. Then another challenge here we go talk on the limitations within the current mandate of the IPCB. You know, if you take a look at the IPCB regulation of 2013, again, with the mandate to receive and investigate complaints from the public against personnel of the Sierra Leone Police. And then normally we can say personnel because we need to look at the entire agency, the police institution, because you get good one day.
Yeah.
So now just the bad one, the way they cross the line, now then we get the mandate for chase. And if you take a look at what's in for happen with the end product of investigations, if you get criminal slant, we for send them to the Directorate for Public Prosecution for further consideration and action. You read the language?
Mm-hmm.
Further consideration. So it depends whether for take action or not. And if na misconduct, we can send them to IG for do the same thing. But we not get any legal right for forced compliance. So sometimes people can say IPCB don't do nothing. Now that's now another challenge to the IPCB.
So are they push for that now?
Yes. Will they push for that? Yes, will they push for that? Because you're not going to do work at the end of the day where you know they see better results. You know, so that's all the parts of the presentation, parts of Mr. Collier in speech we make to the president and the vice president as well. And again, during the focus group engagement of last year, we began at the three regional capitals, Bo, Kenema, and Makeni. You know, the people them make them very clear to we say, the police, the city council police, and the chiefdom police them, they humbug them too much. Then say, then serve me for count under the purview of the IPCB in terms of oversight.
Yeah.
So we also don't make that presentation to the CRC, then at the Constitutional Review Committee. We've been doing last year November, as we done the FGSO, we do that report day, we go present them to the CRC.
So from the focus group discussion, this been born out.
Yes, it come out. It comes from the people. Now the people themselves self talk, and again, we will get another engagement. We will invite somebody from Abacha. The lady make them very classy that they get too much stress, too much headache from the city council police, and that they even manhandle them according to what they tell we. So based on that, we said develop a recommendation and send them to CRC for let us see what will happen in line with that.
So CRC be adopted that?
Well, you know, so we still wait for the final product of the work. Yes. So when we see them, then that will determine whether they accept her or not.
Okay, I'll be visiting and get back to on that grounds.
Well, we never get any direct feedback from the aid.
Okay, yeah. And again, this is one important area, justification for proposed amendments. Let me talk small about this. What does this mean?
Yes, the justification I just talked about, because if you take a look at the Ombudsman's Office and the Human Rights Commission, then get how they for carry out, how they for use their reports. But like we not get that. Now just for send them to DPP if you get criminal action, send them to IG if you get misconduct. What you get for HAPO at the end of the day? They say for further consideration and action. You see the point?
Mm.
So it just appears as if we just do the work and then we send them to some other agency when they will take the right action. And sometimes it will be frustrating to we. Because at the end of the day, the people then go say, hey, we don't go to complain. Now this will happen. But the good part here for we serve, the regulation also give it the power or the mandate. When we done with the investigation process, we can also give them a summary copy of we recommendation what they sent to either of them two institutions and they. So if we don't send them to them two institutions not take the right decision where they're supposed to take, then can also go to civil court and ask for civil redress. Then can use the document they give them as a legal document anyway for seek redress.
Okay. Now we could just come out from this reports we wanna just present to the two elderly statesmen and the country, the vice president and that of the president, CDIID and that of the IPCB. How are they able for work for make sure say one of you swap in company in power? What's not the clear line that we distinguish on our mandates?
Yes, if you take a look at the IPCB regulation of 2013 section 3 subsection 1, they tell you waiting the IPCB need for do. One will go to court, death in police custody. If somebody die in a police custody, will they investigate that case? Misconduct, alleged misconduct by a police officer at the rank of superintendent or higher. You misbehave, will they investigate you? We get what you call injury or assault from police officer against any civilian. We also investigate that. We get what we call any shooting incidents. Whether you wound person, you kill her, for the mere fact that you fire a gun, we also investigate you. We go to call an action or inaction of the police. If, for example, something happen now, the police not take any action, we investigate them. You should be supposed to take action. If it take the wrong action, we also investigate them. And again, the regulation tell we say the IG self gets the right for refer cases to you if you say it fall under the mandate of the IPCB. And again, subsection 2 of this same section 3 give the mandate for advise the leadership of the police on issues where officers go create problem tomorrow. So these are the cases where we investigate. But again, you know, this not be the functions of the CDIID, but government and other development partners and CSA, police not for investigate police, because the truth no go come out, because police go always back in company police. So now that made them create the IPCB, follow with the handle that mandate then they. But again, because of we staff strength, if we get any alleged misconduct alleged misconduct with the way involved officer with the below the rank of superintendent, we can send them to CDID. And when they do the investigation, then we'll send to the report as well, because now we refer the case to them. Okay. But we work at arm's length, and if you look at the locations, then they fire off who save the elsewhere. Yes, so, and following strengthening with partnership, we try for sign a memorandum of understanding where they for refer cases to we USEF will refer cases to them, where then go send to we reports, the USEF can do same. But what did happen now? From where we develop that MOU, we send them to them. We send them with a covering letter. We send a reminder. They not ever acknowledge. Close to 12 months now, they don't acknowledge.
CDID not acknowledge.
In fact, the police not just the CDID. The police not acknowledge. Because a letter like that, not they go direct to CDID, because CDID gets superiors. They don't acknowledge. And that even come up today. Even the chairman make very clear to the vice president. Say, we sent to them MOU. They don't ever acknowledge. Look like ombudsman's office. We develop with MOU, we send them to them, say, look at the terms and conditions, they look at and say, then they in line with what they want for achieve. We don't sign them. Human Rights Commission, they said, look at them, we don't produce them. We just look for the right time for that we sign the MOU. The same with National Commission for Democracy. In fact, they said, less than two months, then we discuss with them, say, we don't look at the nature of our work, and we work, then they in line. So therefore, we get an MOU. They agree. We develop them, then say take a look at them, they don't input, finalize them, we don't print them. So we just schedule a date where we will sign the document. But police, now void for now.
So in any way, under this typhoon operation, we are not able for accept CS, we don't get this MOU, we don't take action, we're ready for work with you in this line.
Well, we still believe in partnership. You know, just like we see Mr. Collier normally can say, the chairman of the board, say, when president give the mandate for receive and investigate complaint against police, we not just took the mandate and begin run away, say we don't get this power. No, he engage the executive management board of the police and tell them, say, the IPCB has been given a mandate, but in the performance of the mandate, we get to make sure, say, we not confront the police, we get to make sure, say, we do a job with respect. Okay. So we try for do a job anyway.
And we will explain this. So you maintain, if the case arises, the IG can shift the case to now.
Yes.
People are looking to anytime we than it happen.
Yes, we been get one case where IG be referred to we now one death in police custody case. Yes, it happened once. Yes, now it's referred.
Okay.
Yes.
What will be the outcome?
Well, we don't do the investigation. I know we give details of that, and we don't submit the report because they get criminal slant. We don't submit that to DPP.
Okay. Femol, continue for the week. We take some messages. We say, good afternoon. My name is Jesse, and for far too long, I wanted to donate blood, but I don't know how to go about it. Please contact me. Okay. Thank you for that. We go. Sky for CC, we contact you and safe help you for show you the direction of the blood bank them. And it's also idea for make you safe go able for donate blood. And this other one say, why Connor is not having part of the blood bank distribution and teenage pregnancy is on the increase? Why? From Exprogenic, we send that text message there. And this one, our Facebook page come out from Sao James Tengbe, keep up the good job, Femo, so proud of you. And then in somebody way the compliments with studio guest. And this other one say, okay, continue for sending text message to wait till we discuss now the program. Wow, 12 people they die every day as a result of TB. This is really alarming. Ministry of Health need for step up them game for CC this thing no come on now. And then the comments from May we the text from Lomley. This other one say, indeed the IPCB is doing all it could in its powers. We hope that the government will do all that they can to enable them to function effectively. That text comes from Joseph Na Lungi. Continue for sending the text message and be part of the program. Go on our Facebook page, drop your comments so Yusef go able for get your voice. Now the program come back to you quickly. Any for the message, any you want for just respond to?
Yes, the compliments will come up from Mrs. Sao James Tengbe. You know, thank you, Mrs. Tengbe. And I think I just manifest what I learned from you back at tourism. You know, I'll be one of my mentors in tourism, Ministry of Tourism. And to Joseph, in response to what you say, even the president be assured we have government in continued support. So we believe the government will do something. Even the vice president not turned down today, say yes, indeed, IPCB need for get some additional financial attention.
Okay, and that is coming from the president.
The vice president is that. But the first one, the president say he assure the IPCB of government in continued support.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we continue for push the program. One woman we say in left body swell. They call on government and Soyat's organization and say people generally we get Soyat for help and for make a get operation quick one for making no go loss in life. Kadiatu Kuruma talk more to Wiyun in the spears but in condition.
And the body na is well. They don't in a bad condition, so na help na want. Mama no day, papa no day.
For how long will this will happen to him?
And by my concert in day, we is well. The neck lump na in the day, na day is well. So na day I come. And before me I come with me picking, the man don't die, let five picking for with me. So na in make I come, but I don't go na the hospital. They say na operation. So I don't get money, I make a account for help.
But when this thing starts by we say first we begin to let alone. You know me going to hospital for me and check actually within do you?
Big hospital no daddy. That's the good boy, okay, man. I don't get money, man. Now the paper and sick, me back this sick paper me. So we die now and people can pay for me now I come. They picking the all five. They don't can help me.
So like actually, you know, really no waiting. Cause this thing yes so by you?
I mean you pass so I come hospital and say na cancer breast. So I for do chemo 5. After that the operation, but money no dey na make I come for help.
So what do you want now for me? Government go do for you when you get this kind of problem yourself.
Let them help me. That way you will feed that chemo, because now 5 then say I for take, everybody with this, then do the operation. So anybody now we got the chance make it help me. Anything way go help me, by help me, I go to the hospital now come out. So I don't go there. Doctor don't see I see pass as I make that chemo. When I fight after that the operation, but I don't get that money. So now I make a can let government help me.
So like if you then go on for help you, how do we for each you?
Hello, na there, I won't can talk to. I get the number I will give. We then go call me. We then call you, I go you go cancel now. Any help we did now? I will cancel now. Any help we then give now? I will give you. I go to hospital for the operation. Beside them for call me. They call me another online. But this number we then call me there. So I go you go get 0886857 43. After this number, una go call me. Oh, na call me now. Because me another online, I no get phone. So una call me now. Now that woman old force me picking them. Oh, come on offline. So you go call me now. We call me. I go ebu can I house now. They give the help. Anything now I ebu get. I go na hospital and go do the operation. Then my life not shorting. This will be done in critical condition right now. So doctor say wait this way no boss yet to attorney they come up and I get the money now then go you help me for the operation. Let me life. But without I not do that chemo, you know we will make me the operation. I don't get nothing. The money then don't call it boku. The money then call it boku. So then for people born a cancer now don't attack the body. So la don't waste time pana. Ain't no boss. If you boss na problem for me life.
This now, or should the body affect or not the one?
Not the one it affects, but the one right now back, see don't come on under this hand back, right now. So now that ain't got the only for me. The one I affect, bad one.
The one now well. Part the right or the left?
Now the left. So for the right, see the pan come on under back. So I want now that if I able get help now, let them do I'm letting no affect or two.
Kadiatu Kuruma, well now, patients we they suffer as a result of and left body with the game problem right now. It gets severe medical condition and they appeal to government, Soyat organization, and say any Soyat individual for make the EPAM for make sure say able for do the surgery with medical people and on sell and say you need for do in order for save in life. Family Talk International Salon inside one press release with them pool Wednesday, September 27. Call on political party, religious leader, political party registration commission, PPRC, civil society organization, and safe national and international organization them for make them go Fenway for discuss and settle issue them. We get the potential for Hamburg the March 2018 election process. John Cocker, now the executive director for Family Talk International Salon, and he talk more about the issue them to Musa S. Kamara.
Yes, the press release we express with concern about the ongoing discussions, them counter statements, you know, the ongoing issues around the 2018 elections.
As soon as person they listen to, we know ever know about them concern they are, so we can go through some of them concerns then.
I mean, one issue that the voter registration and some missing data or information with some parties that they allege. So that's the one major issue. Another one for do is, I think, the boundary. It seems as if the All People's Congress, they of the opinion that we not adequately prepare for continue with the March 7 election. And contrary to that, the Sierra Leone People's Party and others, they say the election for go on March 7 power, they're okay with all the issues them with APCD raise. Now, we concern is the issues are so we APCD raise. I mean, most of them are issues that will not for just sweep under the carpet. Now issues that will for sit down and discuss. Not just for sit down as APCSAPP, but as stakeholders in the country. More get the international community, more get the religious leaders then, more get PPRC, more get NEC, more get the political parties then in the same room. More than think about Sierra Leone. That if elections not go on March 7, it will send a wrong message. And if the election go on March 7 with all the challenges they have, so it not go born good picking. Naturally, if all the concerns also remain unanswered or unaddressed, when they go to the election, anyone then we lost again the tendency for go to the courts. One thing we want to make listeners then know is elections are a process, not just the March 7. It's important for get a free and fair process.
We will call on the government, political parties, PPRC, NEC, civil society organizations, and religious leaders and international community for make the engaging frank talk. What can frank talk we expect from the institutions that we don't mention?
Well, frank talk, we take on the Family Talk approach, we know very well. Frank talk get for do with honest acknowledgement of a wrongdoing, honest acknowledgement of the issues, and find a way forward. So, I mean, the issues they don't identify earlier, if they sit together, they look at and say, look, make look at the implications of moving the elections beyond March 7, then a frank talk. Make look at the implications of continuing with the elections March 7. Either way get implications, but make them discuss and see which one more acceptable to the all and move towards that direction. Which one will be less conflict oriented? We will avert crisis in our communities and make them work towards that.
So how from the talk plan for be part of this frank talk?
One way that we raise the issue, we don't raise the issue now. We are also willing to facilitate such a dialogue if the need arises. There is a way out, and we believe, say, if we all sit down, we will find a way out for ensure free and fair election.
Well, that's not John Cocker be there in the interview, and you know, the executive director of Family Talk International Salon, and we talk to Musa S. Kamara. And my guest na Amadu Femosi say come out from the Independent Police Complaints Board. Una get some events we don't streamline or don't plan for come up with quickly, which are the events and which are the gear towards.
Yes, one na the youth engagement, you know, we believe, say, we need to engage the youth. It don't say we will always talk to the youth and downwards. This is not the right now time where the youth is any for talk up to we. Let we engage them. We sit down, we talk, we argue, we later we agree on certain things. Because that is the only way we will be able to develop the youth there. And why we try to engage the youth and that, you know, we want to let them know, say, then say value within society.
Who's scared of youth, say, what they talk about, so?
Well, both from the formal and informal sector.
Okay.
We know you're just going for the formal sector. No, you know, because then self get something for contribute to society.
Sure.
So when they know them what, nobody no go use them. When they know say the IPCB they exist, they know the mandate of the IPCB and they know who self for lodge complaint. If they come in conflict with the police, they can avoid and say make good now the IPCB and lodge complaint. And even during the presentation to presidents, when Mr. Collier tell the president of who next move, you know, see the president be say, I want to quote him directly. They say, Our youth are our future, and every effort and energy must be put into engaging them so that we get them to refocus on issues that will guarantee our future, make them responsible citizens tomorrow, and position them to help themselves and the communities they are serving. So you see how relevant the program be. And the next one we'll talk about now, the media facilitation event. We want to engage the media. You know, normally people can always say IPC being a free time on a day. No. We all over the, within the region itself. So now I make this coming event. We want to take an Mabosi when I'm 91. We want to take the media and media people then. We try for bring at least two per district, at least. Maybe later we can deserve for ad, but for now that we think about. And we'll get more from Freetown because we'll get more radio stations, more newspapers and more TV stations now Freetown than the provinces. And why we want for get at the media now for let we able to tell them what to don't do for the whole of this year, what to plan for do. Because we believe, say, now only through the media, the people don't know about what the IPC we do, we waiting our next step and what we don't achieve so far. And based on that, the people will be able to assess we. Because we know the assess we serve. We expect one of the media practitioners, civil society, central government, and other agencies for assess we. And if we say no more, we go for luck we get, we don't get any assessments. So we want the public for assess we via the media.
Okay, since our inception, barely 2 years now, eh? We are not on the into being.
Yeah, 2015, so now, yeah, October 20, now open the board.
Yeah, witness some of the team them way you go points to say the key achievements them for the IPCB.
Yes, we don't get my headquarter now. We now the newly renovated government structure now.
Yeah, with the new scouts office.
Yeah, the old SABC studio when the United Nations Development Program that they renovated for we. Because if you, we know the pay rent anymore. That's even a big plus on the part of government. We don't take that rentage off government to shoulder. That's an achievement for we. And we don't we also don't achieve one case will be get when a death in police custody we'll talk about briefly, but I know we'll give details. That's an achievement for we. And again, we also don't conclude part of the Kabbalah incident. You know, remember where then two young men have been died. We also the try for establish regional offices. You know, we already don't get space them, but we try to renovate them for match up with the expectation of the public. So now basically that's what we do for now. And we also don't try for attract the attention of APCOF and other agencies for the way we implement to call the Rwanda guidelines. The Rwanda guidelines obviously talk about conditions of arrest. You know, if you take a look at how did they arrest people in this country and who said they detained them, and not to something we for really talk about. So we believe, say, with that, we go able to address that aspect there. So and we do it in collaboration with other institutions, like so Advocate and other agencies.
Meaning some of the detention facility or all the detention facility, the way we don't know about, no human that way they safe not.
Well, the condition, no, really okay. The condition not really okay. You know, they in line with what is supposed to be in the 21st century.
Okay.
Now that's a look at.
You be talk about the death in police custody. Yeah. You don't mention now over the same. How widespread that one they be or how often I'm gonna know say that's what happen.
Yeah, I think if I can recall better, we only don't get two cases of that.
Inside 1 year?
No. 2014 and we get one recently anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can tell the police them after not don't hear them kind thing there? So
well, the first thing for
us action we can come up
we now for logic and for let we assess the situation, we look at them and then pass on to the investigation department for let them carry out the investigation. You know, the investigation department then know exactly, then they look at the nature of the case and look out for what in the need. No, not to me you get for tell what they want, because IPCB will not supposed to feed anybody. You get a mandate as an investigations officer, you know exactly what you want for get from every case. What do we need no more? Now results.
Okay.
And yes, and normally because some complaint don't come in, you know me say we go for go policeman and bitter. We do investigation thoroughly. Yes. Because we see ourselves as bridge builders. Now that's what when I saw we don't brand ourselves and we work towards our for serve as a bridge between the police and the community. We not decide the police, we not decide the community. We said through there, we the talker.
Bridge builders.
Yes.
Okay. So when I highlight so many things them we and some of the things them we when I need attention for ensure that we will deliver well on our mandate. So among the different things, we are challenging things, them where you highlight, ranging from Motuka we are one we get, staff them for mandate affairs of the office, we know that plenty oversight again, we are for begin for provide for make sure say we are to the policing agency, then that meaning the Metropolitan Police and that of the Chief of Police.
Yes.
Who's one amongst we you feel that power it way they really need for help for address now?
Yes. Among the all, we get three when a priority, you know, mobility, additional staff, and then reviewing the IPCB regulations. These are very key to the IPCB, because if you don't get vehicle, you don't go to carry out the investigation process. Like last week, from Monday to Saturday, we manned the at the region, the Bide Bo and the North. You know, you recall the Bo incident between the Jala student and the police.
Yeah.
So, we not get vehicle, just one vehicle, we get for Fenway, even if we have to go out, we get for hire taxi. You see, so we need additional vehicle, and you need additional staff. Then the regulation as well, you not go continue for the do work, we get loopholes within your regulation. So we need for cover all the loopholes in there. And we just see and say, we need them. We need for do at least the IPCB to continue for operate and for operate in a way where the 21st century they expect an independent civilian oversight mechanism for operate. You know, now we talk about 21st century policing, and for let that happen at this part of the world, at least you need an independent civilian oversight body where a vibrant for check the excesses of the police officers.
So you mentioned again was the upcoming events we don't schedule, and one of them now the media.
Yes.
We have to make sure we continue our engagement or yeah. build up on our engagement with, yeah. and with the assurance we you will give to media people them now see really IPCB get for the come on board, get for the rub skin with the media for make sure we able to achieve with civilian ones.
Well, I tell you what interesting thing. Forget about the facts here, I get a media background, but like we get a communication strategy. We know the roadmap where they tell we have for engage the media. This is not the first engagement. We don't engage the media from 2014. We don't engage the media. 2015, we get a media facilitation event. Now, he valley, what I say in a sludge, do the invitation for. We only tell and say we need so amount of people from all over the country. Even we focus group engagement, we can get media practitioners as participants and media practitioners as reporters. So we value the media. We need to do anything we want to involve the media. Even with presentation today, I take phone call and I say, we do social presentation. Sure. Now I say, oh, this is very important. We need the public for no there for camp.
Yeah.
So, and a home run. So the media are very relevant to the IPCB.
And you believe so the media will be able to achieve on a goal?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's...
And that's me could get a very good working relationship with the media. Just a phone call to Radio Democracy when I say FEMO come, and I make come up.
Many thanks for another invitation there.
Thank you very much.
Well, Famula, so this program, yes, so go left you for today, Thursday, 28th September. The program Midday Show. I want to say many thanks to Fatima Sese, we produce the program. Me na Emery Koikoka, we bring the program to you. And members say my guest na being Amadou Femo Sese, we na the spokesperson for the Independent Police Complaints Board. A bit with we na the studio as we for talk about the inaugural reports them we then present to the president and that of the vice president. Many thanks for where you take your time for joining me at the program, now you host the Motokana office. Also, if you be there, you be there, get to and safe. Big up to you. We send you text message and safe comments now with Facebook page. Tata.